Hi, and welcome to this UBP podcast. I'm Frederick Langenscheld, Senior Investment Specialist focused on alternative investment at UBP. Today, I will provide you an update on UAccess GCA credit long-short UCITS, including a review of the market environment, as well as a performance and portfolio update. Let me start by an executive summary. Credit markets have been volatile, default rates have started to pick up, and could continue to increase in the coming months, despite strong intervention by governments and central banks. As a result, we have seen increased dispersion, both in terms of sectors and single names credits. In addition, high yield markets have seen strong asset flows, first negative in Q1 and then positive in Q2. UAccess GCA credit long short UCITS was able to show strong downside protection with a positive performance in Q1 of 2020. In Q2, performance has picked up as markets became more favorable for the strategy. This performance compares well versus its closest peers. Thanks to its good performance, assets under management have been increasing. Based on current commitments, they are about to reach $200 million. Now let's look at the credit market environment. After an extended period of strong credit markets and low default rates, spreads have widened and defaults have started to pick up. As of June 30th, US high-yield default rates reached their highest level in the last 10 years and could continue to rise as the year unfolds. As a consequence of the impact of COVID-19, we have seen higher dispersion among sectors and single names, as some were disproportionately affected compared to others, but also among different credit qualities, as several companies were downgraded. Higher dispersion and default rates provides a fertile ground for a long-short credit strategy like the one employed by UAccess GCA long-short credit UCITS. Given the current context, this environment could persist in coming months. Let me now give you an update on the performance and the portfolio. In June of 2020, the fund was up 1.34%, bringing the year-to-date return to 3.91%. Performance since inception on February 20th, 2019 is of 8.26% positive. All performances are reported for Class B US dollar. This year has clearly been characterized by two distinct periods. The first quarter, where credit markets saw strong volatility and dislocations, when many funds were caught off guard and high-yield markets were down meaningfully. During this period, the fund was able to post a positive return of 47 basis points. In the second quarter, where credit markets recovered, but dispersion and some level of volatility persisted, the fund had a positive performance of 3.42%. The fund has delivered the asymmetrical return profile that can be expected by this investment strategy, but the fact that it was done during the most volatile market environment since the global financial crisis is quite remarkable. This profile is visible in the chart that you will find in the email accompanying this podcast. Now, if we compare the fund to its main peers, it has exhibited strong risk-adjusted returns, better downside protection, and lower sensitivity to credit and high-yield indices. This highlights the alpha generation that the investment team has been able to generate since inception. You will find more information and comparative statistics in the table provided in the email. Now, let me wrap up this podcast by giving you some key takeaways. UAccess GCA Credit Long Short UCITS provides an attractive asymmetric return profile. The current market environment is favorable for a long-short credit strategy. The experience and agility of the investment team, having been through multiple credit cycles, is a valuable asset during these turbulent times. Assets under management are increasing, reaching a sweet spot for the strategy. And finally, the fund's base currency is in US dollars, but reduced hedging costs against other currencies like the euro and the Swiss franc makes it an attractive proposition for non-US dollar investors as well. For more information, please visit ubp.com or contact us. Thank you.